150. We're still in the sugya of Yira. I think we're going to make the turn now. Turn up. Until now, we've been talking about Yira Sa'onesh. Lowest of the Madregas of Yira. Happily, we're going to see in Ian Nasher today, we're going to see a Kedushas Levi that mentions Yira. I'm pretty much 99.99% sure he's not referring to Yira Sa'onesh, as we'll see. So number 150 says, we will therefore now deal with the fear that one should have lest one lacks shleimus, which is a dveikas Hashem. That there's a certain fear that one should have. That he'll never, I don't know how to say it, either he won't reach his shleimus, or whatever madrega he's holding at is considered a shleimus. Let's say he's working on whatever he's working on. Yeah? Pick any avoda you're working on, or in general, your avoda. Whatever madrega a person's at, he has to know that there's always the madrega he's at. There's a madrega lower, and there's a madrega higher. Right? Make sense? Right? You're climbing a ladder. There's the rung you're on, the lower rung, and then the rung above. A person has to always see two things at the same time. Number one, he has to see that the rung that he's on, the madrega he's at, is his shleimus for right now. Right? This is where I am, and this is where I'm happy to be, and right now this is considered a shleimus for me. Although knowing with that, there are other higher levels to go, and there's another level of shleimus that I can get to. But the very fact that there's a madrega above should not take away from the shleimus that he's currently at. This is what depresses people. I'll never make it because, you know, there's 100 rungs. You're only at level 3. It's a heavy climb. You okay over there? You okay?
Yeah.
So with the fear of shleimus, there's two types. There's one that he'll never reach his ultimate shleimus, but that's a dangerous level because who knows where that is. But whatever a person has worked on until now, that could be considered his shleimus. You don't want to lose that. We don't want to fall madregas, right? Even though eventually a person does, but there's a certain pacha that he doesn't want to feel that. It is going to hold. What does fear do? It holds you in that makom, in that place. That's what we want. So therefore, now deal with the fear that one should have lest one lack shleimus deveikas Hashem because of his sins. Sorry. First, we want to remind you that Ramchal writes. Ramchal says, true shleimus is dveikas Hashem. Right? Mesil Sashar, that's the ultimate tachlis, is dveikas, to be dovuk. Every sin hinders closeness and dveikas Hashem. You cannot say that if you sin, you're at the same madrega of dveikas. It could be after a tshuva, potentially, yes, you've regained your dveikas, maybe even higher. But if a person is involved in a sin, he cannot say that he's the same Madrega of Dveikas. And this is, I once heard, I think, I don't know if I saw it in the Sefer, but the rabbi where I came from, Rabbi Kellner, that's all. So he said that I think he heard from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, right, from the Mir, who was Rebbe. He said that the Gemara tells us that when a person sins, it's a Ruach Shtus that comes into him. Right? No sin can come without a Ruach Shtus. Many, many ways to explain that Gemara. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz once said, he says, the Ruach Shtus is that, some people learn that Gemara is that you wouldn't have sinned unless there was a Ruach Shtus already. Or some learn it as that when a person sins, there's a Ruach Shtus that enters into him. So he's going with that understanding right now. So what's this?
Is it pre-existing or it's not?
Does it precede the sin or is it comes out after the sin? So in one understanding, he says that the Ruach Shtus that comes after a person sins is that the Yetzer Hara, your Ruach Shtus gets a person to think, don't worry, it's okay that you sin. You're at the same exact madrega as you were before. Like nothing happened.
Hmm.
Now, that comes before you do tshuva. Right? If you do tshuva on a sin, of course you could be the same madrega, even higher. But for a person to sin and then immediately say, no, okay, it wasn't such a big deal. Like it was like a little thing. That's a ruach shtus. So you have to be careful with. And just because a person sinned, that doesn't mean he can't still be besimcha, but he has to be besimcha with a tshuva. He has to still do what he has to do. But to say that he's at the same madrega, nothing happened, before a tshuva, that's a shtus. Exactly. That we can't do. That all this farmer tells, it's okay, get back up. No one's telling you that you should just pretend like you didn't sin. You have to still take accountability, but with a tshuva, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, let's go. It's like a person, you know, how do you know that you could have that cup, this cup of coffee to drink? It's not yours. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Gemara says, Zei Baruch Hu. How do you know he says yes? My kid asked me. He says, how do you know Hashem says yes? I said, because it's written into the rules.
Is that, if he said no, it's not even spill the coffee.
What?
If he said no, you'd be spilling the coffee.
Okay. But the answer is that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, all you have to do is recognize. It's automatic. It's yours. Just recognize it. We know that there's never a no. It's the same thing with a tshuva. A person does a real tshuva, he never says, no, your tshuva is not good. And even the one person in the entire history that happened to, we're not there. Even though even Acher, it's not even true. Because Acher, right? He even thought. He heard. Shuvu banam shovavim chutz me'acher. He heard. Everybody could return except for Acher. But we know that's because he heard that.
Or is an invitation.
Imitation?
Or it was an invitation for him to do tshuva.
Yeah, in the word shovavim means wayward. What are the first three letters of shovavim?
Shuv.
Come back. I mean, the whole, you can't be wayward without an ability to come back. That's the whole point. I mean, yeah, you might have gone off, but the whole shuv, come back. Right? So he heard that's because he thought he was down and out. He thought this was too much for tshuva. There's no such thing. That's why I think the Alter Rebbe says, maybe he says Arizal. I don't remember exactly that. It's, how can you daven? How could you mention? I don't remember. I don't want to say it. Something with Shmona Esrei. How can you daven if you have sins? You're gonna be depressed. I thought it's something like if you do tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu says you're good. There's no day that you daven Shmona Esrei and you do tshuva that Hashem says no. It's automatic. So you can go in b'simcha, something like that.
The Baal Tanya says something about why we clap.
Maybe. So what was it? Maybe
by Slach Lanu after Yom Kippur, because okay. We don't believe that.
Okay, it's different, but okay.
But he says no. But he also says, I think in the Tanya, that like when you have to believe, like when you say Slach Lanu,
it's the real deal.
That you're like just
for real, right? Yeah. Right. So he says like this again, page 158. First, we want to remind you that the Ramchal writes, "True shleimus is Dveikas Hashem." That's the true shleimus. Ultimately, it's not about your level of learning or your davening. All of that is part of the sugya of Dveikus. It's from the Ramchal. Every sin hinders closeness to Dveikus Hashem. And again, the sin can not only hinders your closeness, it can trick you and say, no, it's okay, you're still the same Madriga. If so, the beginning of a person's avoda is to understand that Shlemus is Dveikus Hashem. After that, he must understand that sinning is a contradiction to Dveikus Hashem and prevents it. So either you're working on Madrigas and the sin is preventing you from doing Madrigas and Dveikus. Fear that. Your whole life you're trying to work on Dveikus and this thing is going to stop you. So fear that. Again, not fear the punishment. There's nothing to do with punishment here. It's fearing the inability to get to your tachlis of your life, which is Shleimus, which is Dveikus, and that's through sin. So fear the sin. Or whatever Madriga you've already reached in your Shleimus, in your Dveikus, this sin is going to take you away from it, and therefore fear that loss of that level. So I think a person can appreciate. Right? A person's grown at a certain level in business, you know, or whatever. You pick anything in life. You're endowing something or a relationship. You know, the wrong kind of word, the wrong this, the wrong that can mess a person's whole relationship up. Can mess up the whole. You don't want to lose what you've gained already. He must then yearn greatly for this Dveikus. When a person really wants it, if he's a real Rotzen, say he will fear, he'll have a fear, lest that desire not be filled. Now, you have to really have, you've already have to feel a little bit of Shleimus, you have to feel a little Dveikus, or this fear won't work. This is emotional, this is somewhat intellectual, but it's, you feel it. But as long as there's no strong will for closeness to Hashem, there cannot be a fear of lacking it, right? If you don't have a strong will for closeness to Hashem, then there's not going to be a fear of lacking anything, of losing it. Okay, so this is already now a higher level of Yira. It's getting closer. It's getting closer to the Emes Dekira. Even this, as we explained last week, it's a little bit, in a certain way, selfish. Mm-hmm. Because still, it's not, it has to do with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It does or it doesn't. Meaning it's about my personal madrigas. Right? We're going to get to the higher levels. Right? But this is about me. I don't want to lose my Shleimus. Now, Shleimus is a good thing here. It's Tveikus. It's not selfish. It's not, Gashmis. It's my madrigas and Ruchnis. But still, there's still a little bit of selfishness. But that's okay. Because we talk Loshma Balashma, and we have to know where we're holding. This is a high madrigal to hold of. Okay, let's see what the deal is tomorrow.